Okay, very good. Evening, good evening. Okay, so just the first thing we want to do is, I believe at the end of last week we said we would just talk a little bit about some examples of La'altar, some questions of La'altar, what's called Miyad. So let's do that, and then I want to move on to some new points. A lot here still. So basically, in terms of La'altar, when there's one form of La'altar, which is Pshutuka Mashmo. You want to eat the thing right now, so you're allowed to go ahead and select it from amongst other foods, or you want to use a sefer, and even if it's in a situation which is a taruvis, but you're ready to sit and learn right now. So that's not obviously the simple la'altar when you're ready to start right then. Okay, but Ramah, we just began the 30 seconds ago, so the Ramah adds that the Ramah right away in Sif Aleph, the Chama Shabar Litzarech Osa Su'uda, Shemesiva Miyad, Mikul Altar. Anything you borrow for a particular Su'uda that you're going to sit down to right away is called the Altar. In other words, not just what you're eating first, but what you're eating, anything during the Su'uda. And now, as long as you're Mesiba La'altar, so what's called you Mesiba La'altar? So I think we touched on it, but just to review, there are shitas that say that you get an automatic amount of time, regardless of how much time you need to prepare. There are those that say an hour, you have an hour to prepare. There's some posts that say a half hour. L'maisa, the shita we work with typically is that there's no set time on the clock. It's whatever amount of time you need to prepare for this particular suda, you're allowed to start preparations, including borer preparations, at the beginning of that amount of time. So let's just, for argument's sake, 45 minutes. You estimate. Obviously, you can only estimate. You estimate that you have 45 minutes worth of work for the suda, directly related to the suda. That can include setting the table and preparing the various food items and the salads and whatever, setting things up. 45 minutes worth of work. So you're allowed to begin. Now, not all of that work is borer. So some of it is non-borer things. But you're allowed to begin even with borer preparations at the beginning of that 45-minute period. The point is just that you don't... The amount of time you reckon you need is based purely and solely on the amount of time you need to prepare for the suda without allowing for other things like preparing for the suda and then being able to take a 10-minute break, or then being able to go to shul and the wife pick up her husband, or take a nap, or anything else. But rather, the amount of time you figure needs for the suuda.
If someone has help, does that detract from the overall time limit?
Well, so we spoke about that a little bit. If someone has help, well, if the two people are going to be preparing, and let's keep even numbers. Let's say there's 40 minutes worth of manpower, man hours needed. But if they both work and they work at a similar pace, it takes each one 20 minutes only. So then they if they're able to work simultaneously, then they should, if they're going to be, like, if they're going to be working simultaneously, then they only should start 20 minutes before, right? Because now what we spoke about, let's say they don't want to work simultaneously, or certainly if it's not possible to work simultaneously, let's say they, the kitchen is too small or they don't have enough utensils, so then it's pashal lachor, you can start 40 minutes before, and even if one works and then the other one takes over. The question is, let's say theoretically they could work simultaneously, but they want to choose not to. And one wants to work for 20 minutes and then Taka go take a nap or go sit and learn, and then the other one work for 20 minutes. So we mentioned that, Shaila, and I heard on the shiur from Shraga Kalis, he said that Rav Pesach Eliyahu Falk, the Machzeh Eliyahu, was asked that Shaila and was told to him it was Pasha that it's Mutter. More recently, I asked the Shaila to Rav Shmuel first, but Chaim, he also, his feeling also was that it should be Mutter. I didn't feed him with anybody, any other one's answers, just him what he thought, and he thought it would be Mutter. Okay. So now the some of the questions that come up is, well, let's say you're not eating at home, you're eating somewhere else. So could you prepare at home, do borer, like you're making a salad, peeling vegetables for the salad, that's borer. You're allowed to do it for immediate use. But you're going to prepare the salad, then you're first going to walk to your neighbor's house, which, you know, let's say it's not even, stay in the neighbor's house, it's a 20-minute walk. If you're walking to someone a number of blocks away. And then you can eat right away when you get there. That's the idea. They told you, you know, you'd like to start 11 o'clock. So you're planning being over there 11 o'clock. You figure it takes 20 minutes to walk. So you're going to leave at about 10:40 and say, okay, I have 15 minutes worth of work at home. I'm bringing a salad. So I'll start at whatever, 10:30, 10:25. Can I do that? Or do we say no? Just like I can't go take a walk, stam, in between the preparation of the eating. So here too, I'm taking a walk, even though I'm walking to where I'm eating. But it's not really preparations for eating. It's not preparations for the Suda. You're not preparing for the Suda by eating. It's just, or do we say, yeah, I mean, what? Let's say, if you're going to say that's Usher, you know, you have to go there and prepare, right? So then, who says you prepare? Are you allowed to prepare in your own kitchen and you're eating in the dining room? Well, maybe not. Maybe. Why are you allowed to do that? Why are you allowed to walk from the kitchen to the dining room? Maybe you should have to walk to the dining room first and prepare there. If we're going to say that walking to the suda is not legitimate, and especially let's say a person has, just imagine they have all their property, they have a you know, big mansion on the or a large estate, and the kitchen is at one end and like at a camp or something, a campsite, and kitchen is over here and the dining area is over there. I mean, where are we going to draw the line? So you can't prepare in the kitchen and walk to the dining room. That doesn't seem to be so logical. So, but this is a shot on the post, though. If you're walking to somebody else's house, are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to do that, for, you know, do the bar first and then go? But I'll give you one other case where, you know, a variation of this, which has got to be. Let's say you go to your neighbor's house. You and your family invited for the suda to your neighbor's house, and when you get there, she's just finishing preparing, and she's making a certain salad, and then she looks. Oh, I didn't realize I'm out of whatever. She was making a fruit salad, a fruit cup for the appetizer, and she wanted to put pieces of orange. I'm out of oranges, or whatever she's out of. So, I'll go back home. I live very close. So I'll run back home. I have an arsham. It's there, you know, I can carry it. So, when I go back home, I have to do borer because the oranges are mixed in a whole terubis of all sorts of fruit. So would you, is there a shiloh? No, I can't do the, I mean, this is mamish for the suda. The food that's needed for the suda is 20 minutes away. So the only way I could possibly do it is to be borer it and take it to the table. The table happens to be in their house. It doesn't seem logical in a case like that either. That should be usher. I'm not choosing to do the borer and then walk. There's no other way, right? And it's not even that, you know, there's another discussion. Rosh Shlomo Zalman is quoted as discussing. Let's say you're going out for a walk somewhere. You're going to the park, and you're taking something along which you're not going to use right away. But you have to borrow it, right? And then take it with you, and you're not going to use it. You're not just going there and using it. And even then, there's a sad that it's supposed to do because I'm borrowing. I need it, you know, for the trip. I need it to go. So certainly, of course. So that's a shiloh, but certainly where I am going to use it right away. When I'm going to be borrow this orange from amongst the other fruit and bring it to their house, and then we're going to right away put it into the salad and eat. Wait, but right, okay, but the question why it might be different is because there's a walk in between. It's not just right. The Rumah's case, you're preparing for the meal and then you're washing and start, you're making kiddush starting the meal. So any part of the meal is okay. But here there's a walk in between.
What difference is a walk? So in the meals, she should stop and eat a dubara, start the meal and eat a dubara then?
No, because you can say that's samach to the suda. That's preparing and then eating. So that's the chiddush. You have to eat it at the beginning. But here I'm not preparing and eating. I'm preparing and then traveling and then eating. But but it sounds so logical that it should be mutter if you're just being borrowed to take it there to eat it right away. And the, like I said, the only way to do it, it's here, and it's in the taruv is here. And the suit is not being served here, so the suit is being served there, so you can't be borrowed. It doesn't sound that it should. It doesn't sound right that it should be also to be borrowed here. That would seem to be, you know, for immediate use. Okay. Are there other? We touched, I think, on a number of the shadows already. So, I think we can move on. Okay. Okay. So now, I want to present a new shaila, which the Bir Halacha discusses, and that is this requirement that a bila alter, right? Does that apply, or I'm sorry, not the real alter. The requirement, rather, sorry, the requirement that you have to take only good from bad, right? It has to be ochel from solas, even if it's la'alter, right? Even if it's la'alter, even if you're preparing for this suda right now, you can accept for the case of peeling where there's no other, you know, practical way, so that you're allowed to take off the peel, you know, it's bad. But otherwise, you have to take the good from the bad, right? You have to pick your, especially your, you have a pile of fruit, and you want to use certain fruits, so you can't just take the fruits you don't want and move them out of the way, you know, pick them up and put them elsewhere. You have to take the fruit you want. Or you have a plate where, the famous peas and carrots case, you have a plate full of peas and carrots, and you're serving only carrots. You're not serving the peas. So you want to separate the carrots. So you have to do it that way. You have to pick out the carrots and put them in the plate that you're going to serve. You can't pick out the peas so that now the carrots are servable, are edible. You can't do that. You have to take out the good from the bad. Take the carrots. Okay. So the Mishabur Shal is the following. Is that only when you're in the stage called La'alter, when you're preparing now to eat immediately, so, but the preparation has to be good from bad. But when you're eating mamish, maybe that requirement is not there. Meaning to say, at the time that you're actually sitting in the meal, and at that point you pick up some food to eat it, and there's psolas on the food, perhaps at that point you would be allowed to take the psolas away from the ochel. Meaning, because that's mamish achila. For example, let's give the, gives the case of a piece of fish. You're eating fish with bones. And we know that it's brought that typically on Shabbos we don't serve fish with bones. We serve gefilte fish. That's the mucker for gefilte fish. Some say, maybe some lady says. Okay, but the Ashkenazic mucker for, you know, the minhag of eating gefilte fish, gufa came from this to avoid shilas and burr. But not to have bones in the fish. But let's say you're serving. You are serving a piece of fish with bones. So, to prepare in advance and take the bones out of the fish is l'chara not mutter. Now, the Bir Halacha has a discussion about that. Is there a way to do that? But let's just go with the simply understood that would not be okay. To take bones out of the fish and then now I prepare a platter of fish and we're ready to eat. No, you can't do that. You can't take the bad from the good, only good from the bad. But maybe, in fact, the Bir Halacha or Klar the Bir Halacha, maybe while I'm actually eating, and what's called like miyad lepeh, I pick up the food to actually eat it. At that point, perhaps taking out the psoles, that's how you eat.
Why? Because it's no different than something in someone's mouth already.
For example, similar, right? That for sure would be okay, right? There's no shy that if you put it in your mouth, you could then spit out or remove the psoles, take the psoles out of your mouth. And so the shaila is okay, but maybe when it's in my hand already, that's because that is called achila. The whole reason why you're allowed to take good from bad, even you're allowed to separate is good from bad la'alter, is because that's called, or one, at least one of the main mahalchim, is because that's called derech achila. It's not called a malacha, that's eating. So maybe when your mom is eating, at that point you take the bad from the good as well. If you want to see, just to show you where this is, it's in the Bir Halacha on. Here, it's on Sif Dalid. It's on Sif Dalid, Dibur HaMaschil HaBorer. In the Mishnah Berurah, page 280 in the Mishnah Berurah. First, the very first Bir Halacha in Sif Dalid, HaBorer Psalis. So there, the Bir Halacha has this Shaila. He says, just let me read the first wide line of Bir Halacha. Just read the words in the middle. V'yesh l'stapek, Im Shem Bora Munach Davka Kishabora Mikodim is Bora perhaps only when you're preparing in advance. Umechin Lechal Alta, you're preparing to eat right away. Avalim Be'ez Ho'achila Gufa, at the time that your mom is eating, She'ochez Be'yado Verotza Lechal, you're eating, you're holding the food in your hand, you want to eat it. Motzi Apsolas, from a Shlicho, you pull out the Psolas and discard it. Lo Shayach Bora, Afsha Osid Ovese Kodu Ho'achila. Even though you didn't actually put it in your mouth yet, you're not actually chewing on it, but tizeu derech Michael, old Dilma, or maybe not, maybe it makes no difference. You have to either put it in your mouth already, mamish be eating it, biting into it, only then you could take out the psolis, or take out some of the psolis. I mean, he's talking about a case where it's impossible to get the ochel off. The only way to do it is to get the psolis off. So he says, maybe you mechuyev to put it in your mouth, and then take out the psolis. Or if you want to take it out in advance, you have to take it out with some of the food, which is a heta we'll discuss maybe today. We'll see, taking it out with some of the food, but otherwise no. Or no, maybe no. Maybe the whole problem is over. Once you wash and you sit down, you're in the meal. Your problems are over. You're allowed to, as long as you just pick up the food to eat it and take off the psalas. Another example is you're eating a piece of watermelon, and it has seeds. It's not genetically engineered to exclude the black seeds. Nice piece of old-fashioned watermelon with black seeds on it, and you don't want to eat the black seeds, but they're mixed into the water. They're embedded a little bit into the watermelon. They're considered a tarubis. So the question is: so in advance, when I'm preparing the watermelon to put out on the plate, I can't do it. I can't take the seeds away. No, I'll take the seeds away in advance because that's taking ochel psalas from ochel. But maybe while I'm eating, I take a piece to eat, pick it up to eat. Maybe at that point, I can flick off the seeds. And eat the good or no? That's the shayla.
Most people are not yet. I remember when I was a kid, we used to have seeds in the watermelon. Just spit them out, no?
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's you're jumping to the end of the barrel.
Let's see. That's a lot easier said than the fish. Though. The fish is much harder. To
yes. Yeah.
Where exactly is the barrel? Right.
The very first sifdal. The very first barrel on sifdal. Habor psolis. The shayla starts on the second line of the Rilach, V'yesh l'stapik. It's the first wide line on the page 280, V'yesh l'stapik. Okay, so he says, I found that this is a machlokas poskim. He found two early achronim that seem to be debating this. And then he found Rishonim. So first he brings the achronim, he brings quoted by the Birkei Yosef, machlokas between the Mahari Abu Lafia and the Maharit Tzahalon, known as the Maharitats. Shemahari Abu Lafia Mekel. Meir Abu Lafia is Mekel in the Shal. He says that it's mutter to do this. This is considered eating. It is not considered being borer. Umaritats Oser. It says, Umitamze Oser Lahash the Chazvu of Minakos. Elim Ken Yishpo Gam King Tzas Mashke Ima. Vietrak Mitamacher. There's a famous case, which we also have to discuss later, a famous case of the fly in the drink, where the question is, are you allowed to take the fly out, or must you take it out only with some mashke, or some of the... And the Maritats says that the etzem, you would have to take it out. If we would view it as mixed, this is a question as well, whether we view a fly in a drink as a mixture. But if we would view it as mixed, then you would not be allowed to take out the flies of the maritats. Even though you're eating, I mean, I pick up the cups to drink, there's a fly there. So if the din is that b'shas achila, there's no isabara anymore, so just pick it up and discard it. But the maritats says you can't do that. And however, the Mari Balafia is matir. He doesn't say exactly what his, if he's going in the case of the fly or what case he's going in, but the Mari Balafia is matir. Okay. Then he brings, he says, I looked further, I see it's a machlokas rishonim. And he quotes a Ramban, and the Ritva quotes his Ramban as well, that says, like the Maria Balafia, that it's mutter. And he quotes the Lashon of the Ramban. She'ein derech breira b'kach el ka'ochel u'motza psolas b'chaticha shu ochel. This is not breira, this is like a person who's eating, and he comes across psolas in the piece of food that he's eating, Umafresh psolas mitoch ochel, who shemuter, and he takes the psolas ochel, which is okay to do. Says that's me. Says Chassar, that's my shayla. That's exactly what I was asking. Harish Ramban knocked syllables of the pshita. The Ramban takes this as a pashas. He's using this like as a, you know, as a. Oh, says the case he's talking about. It's not bar. It's only like a. It's what is it like? It's like a guy in the middle of eating finds psoas in his food that he takes the psoas out of his food. The Ramban's taking that as never pasha that you're allowed to do. Okay, and then he says, however, he says the rush. Says it's usher. The tshuva of the rush, and this tshuva of the rush is actually a sif in Shulchan Aruch. Later in our simon, holds that it's usher. What's the tshuva of the rush? So now listen carefully to this, because the tshuva of the rush is brought down, as I said, in Shulchan Aruch in sif tes zayin. Shin you test sif tes zayin, where it says mayim sheyesh behem tolaim. Let's say you're drinking water which has bugs in it, and you're not allowed to drink the bugs, first of all, they're treif, and you're not interested in drinking the bugs anyway. So I mean, simply understood that we're talking about, you know, bugs that you see and that are, you know, noticeable and clearly usser and also mius. So mutter lishtosa, and you're allowed to drink that water al yidei mapa, with a cloth, b'shabbos. Meaning you use a cloth to hold back the bugs. The water goes through the cloth into your mouth, and the bugs get detained by it. Because bora is only when you prepare the food beforehand by taking out the psoas. If while you're drinking, you block the psoas that it can't enter your mouth, then you have this cloth, which, let's say it's on the cup, even, and you put the cup to your mouth, and then there's this cloth, which is now serving as a shield, a filter, or a shield in front of your mouth. The water goes through this cloth, this filter, and the bugs stay behind. That's mutter to do. Why is that mutter to do, says the rush? Because bar is only when you prepare in advance, but not here when you're
it's not so much the case with the fruit and the bugs, it's more like
But before you get so what do you see in this case? If you had to bring a raya one way or the other from this halacha to the shayla of the bir halacha, if you're allowed to, while you're eating, are you allowed to, while you're holding the food, are you allowed to, at that point, remove the psoas? So what would you say the rush says? You are or you're not?
You're not.
You're not. Why do you say that?
Why you just take out the fries? Why do you have to use like a pot? Saying, why are you bringing the cup up here? Now if you can just toss that pasta out.
Well, this is maybe more practical. It's easier. Maybe you might, I don't think, but it's like one fly. Could be, it's my mishesh b'em tolam. And it could be, you don't even see all of them. You have a cup full of water, and I know most of us wouldn't drink such water altogether, but people didn't always have the same choices that we have, Baruch Hashem. This is all he has, and he needs to drink this water. So it's not so easy. I don't know, you know, it's not so easy just to, even during the week, I don't know if he would do that. This way, just put it, and then how's he going to be positive that he got every last one? Like I said, it's easy, you put a cloth. I tell you, when I saw this halacha, I thought this is a mefurish arai that it's mutter. I thought he was going to bring a arai from here that it's mutter, because I mean, isn't listen to the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch quoting the Rush? The lo shayich bara umeshamer ela b'misakin ha'inin kodem achilo shtia. Only when you prepare in advance. Aval b'shash shtia. So far it's like kamat. What the Bir Halacha was asking about. So he says, "Yemeshashia ma'akev is a psola sheikras on piv ain't zei mei melacha." So I honestly thought that this is he's saying it's mutter, right? While you're drinking, you block the psolas. That's okay. So the Bir Halacha didn't understand it that way. Bir Halacha says this is a raya that it's usher, because all he says is "Yemeshashia." Excuse me. You're ma'akev the psola sheik. You're not taking it out. Not necessarily the Raya is like Moshe was saying for the fact that why didn't you just do it that way, but the fact that the Rush doesn't say that that's okay. He doesn't say Bishashtiya, you can do whatever you want. You could take out the psolas. He doesn't say it. He says Bishashtiya, you're ma'ake, if you block the psolas, meaning with your mouth, with the cloth in your mouth, you block the psolas, that's okay. So the Bir Halacha is medayik, the Rush is saying you can't just, even Bishashtiya, you can't just pick out the bad pieces. Just Bishashtiya, you could, while it's going into your mouth, you could block it.
That's almost.
Well, let's see how he puts it. Let's see, going back to the Bir Halacha, now let's just see his Lashon. Yeah, Rotz Lomar, it's, if you're looking inside, it's two lines before the end of the Bir Halacha in brackets. Rotz Lomar, to lo shayech shem breira ba masha'ake v'dei piv. It's not called breira if you're using your mouth to block it. I'm not sure. Mouth. I mean, there's a cloth there, but you're like as it goes to your mouth, it's being blocked. Now he says, "Umi the loka amar stam." Since he doesn't just say the bishtashi agufa ain't shayach breira while you're drinking, there's no problem breira. That's what he should have said. While you're drinking, there's no breira. He shouldn't have said while you're drinking. You're ma'akev it with ma'akev shleisa. Too many words, too detailed, too complex. He should have just said b'shashdiya. There's no borer. So you see there is. You see the Rush holds there is borer even b'shashdiya. It's just that this case is a mutter because maybe like you're saying it's not the normal way of separating. It's a perhaps al shinui. It's not called a ma'aseh borer. So he said, Raya, that he holds to even while you're eating though, to pick up the watermelon and take out the seeds, usher. Pick up the fit, take hold the fish in your hand and pick out the bones, usher. Now, so that's a bit of a, we did find the Prima Gadim understands it the way I understood it. Prima Gadim understands it that fakir, that what the Rush is saying is that Bishas Shtia, there's no problem to be borer. Where's this Prima Gadim? How do I know? Because the Mishnah Berurah himself quotes it. Not in this Siman, but at the end of Siman Shin Chaf Aleph. The very end of Siman Shin Chaf Aleph, you have like one din of Bora, legabe, peeling fruits and vegetables. And over there, the very end, Shin Chaf Aleph, and it's the last, in the last Ramah, so the Mishnah Berurah, here. Mishnah Berurah, the last Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Pei Dalet. Mishnah Berurah Pei Dalet in Shin Chaf Aleph says, he's talking about removing peels from garlic and onions, and then he talks, the Rama's talking about, then the Mishnah Berurah talks about apples, and it's all stuff we have to get to, it's Hashem. Then he says, here, Iposeich Plumen, you open up a plum, or plums, and Vizorik HaGarinim, you open up the plum and you take out the pit, throw it away. Hakashim lihaniach la'achar zman, and you're doing it for later. You're not eating it right away. Havi bar, that is bar. Uvetapuchim ki agavna, yishlom agam kein dasa. With an apple as well, you cut open an apple and you pick out the pit, the seeds for later. Bar aser. Avo miyad lepeh. Shari litain. If you do it miyad lepeh, as you're eating, you pick it up and you take out the seeds. Pick it up, hold it, take out the seeds. Shari, and then he brings v'efshar afalos a suda shari. Maybe even for the rest of the meal. Now, and if you look in the Shari Tzion here, in Sadi Ches, he says Sadi Ches shari, that you could do a miyad lepeh shari litain canal. B'simen shin yutes siftes zayin ayin sham. Now, where is that? I mean, so they say he's referring to this Bir Halacha where he brought that some say it's okay, and he says kein kasev aprima gadim. Then he says v'lo ovin rayaso. But I don't understand the Prima Gadim's riot to this. Laniyas daiti va'ayin leel siftal b'Bir Halacha dibur amas labora where he discussed. I mean, that's the Bir Halacha. That's the Prima Gadim's riot. Prima Gadim's riot is this Rush. Prima Gadim says, I see from this Rush that miyad lepeh is mutter. When you pick it up to eat, you're allowed to get rid of the psolas. There's a prima guy learned the Rush and the Shulchan Aruch the way I thought, you know, like the Bir Lacha, that when you pick it up to eat, you're allowed to take out the psalmist. And the Bir Lacha, the Shartzian, consistently says, I don't understand his riot. He says, look back when I wrote the Bir Lacha. To me, that's not what the Rush is saying. The Rush is, me meaning the Bir Lacha, I'm speaking from the Bir Lacha's perspective now. The Rush, I don't think the Rush is saying that when you're in the middle of eating, you can just take out the psalmist, because let him just say that. Let him just say, while you're eating, take the psalas. He doesn't say that. He says, if while you're eating, you just block the psalas from entering your mouth, that's mutter. That's a lot more complex than just saying, while you're eating, you're allowed to take out the psalas. So he says, I don't understand the Prima Gadim's Raya. But the Prima Gadim says, from the Araya, brings from the Araya, that you're allowed to take out psalas me out of the path. So, okay, Al Kapanim, so what's the maskana of the Bir Lacha? Are you allowed to do it or not? So the Bir Lacha says, going back to our Bir Lacha here in Shini Tess, he says a machlokis, but a few places later, he says, look, you can't be mocha. If a person does this, you can't be mocha. Can't be mocha. So Rav Moshe has a couple of shuvas, or discusses a couple of cases. These two cases I gave you, the fish with the bones, and the watermelon with the seeds. And in both cases, Rav Moshe says, if it's feasible, you have to do it like Rabbi Akiva Rizal said. If it's feasible, you have to just take it in your mouth and remove the seeds from your mouth. That's what you have to do. Don't take them out in advance, even while you're holding it to eat. Just bite into the water and spill it out. And the same thing with the fish. He says, if it's feasible, you have to put it in your mouth and remove the bones from it. He says, if it's not feasible, for example, let's say you're feeding a child. So you can't give a child a piece of fish with bones and hope, you know, rely on getting the bones out of his mouth, because you're taking, you know, it could be a sakana. So that's not feasible. So he says, if it's not feasible, if it's, for example, you're feeding a child, so then you could do it this way. You take the piece of fish, pick up a piece of fish, take out the bones, and feed the child. Next piece, take out the bones and feed it. I mean, you still don't fillet the whole thing in advance. Don't take out all the bones in advance, because that's bad from the good. But and it's not miyad l'peh. But if it's miyad l'peh, as you pick up each piece to eat it or to feed it to the child, you can take out the bones and feed it. So, but he says that's only because you know you have no other way of doing that. But if you have another way of doing it, if it's an adult eating and he's capable of taking the stuff out of the bad out of his mouth, that's why he has to do it. So, you see, Rav Moshe is not willing to be makel in this machlokas. And the Bir Lacha himself, the Bir Lacha never says mutter. He just forget. He says forget. If anything, the way the Bir Lacha understands, we have a Mefurish Sif and Shulchan Aruch that says it's Asur, right? The Bir Lacha understands the Rush saying that it's Asur, and the Rush is the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Tezayin. That's this Rush. So according to the Bir Lacha, it's Mefurish in Shulchan Aruch that it's Asur. So even so, he says you can't be mocha. If a person wants to do it that way, you can't be mocha. You can't tell him he's doing an Avera, because we do have a Ramban that says it's mutter. Now, parenthetically, the Chazon Ish challenges the Raya from the Ramban. The Raya that Bir Lacha brings that the Ramban holds is mutter. The Chazon Ish has a way of understanding the Ramban that he's not really saying that. But with the coin to Bir Lacha, we do have a Ramban that says mutter, and we have one of the great Achronim, the Maria Bolafia, that says it's mutter. So therefore, he says, look, if somebody does it that way, you can't be criticized, but it doesn't seem like it's the Chachila way to do things. Okay. Now, while we're here, so let's talk about this other concept of taking a little bit of the good with the bad. So let's go to the case of the fly in the drink. This case is actually discussed in the Mishnah Berurah later in Sifka and Samach Aleph, because there's a Taz there. The Taz there brings it up, and it's a famous discussion in Berurah. You have a drink in front of you, or a bowl of soup, and there's a fly in it. It's like one solitary fly. So. There's one side that says, the Maritat suggests, you can take the fly straight out. Why? Because it's not a tyruvus. A solid, one solid piece in a liquid is not considered ma'uruf. It's not a mixture. If you don't have a mixture, then you don't have a sabara. That everybody agrees to, right? You have to have a mixture.
A plum or a peach has a plum pit.
Right. So the difference perhaps, though, is that it grew that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it as one unit, right? and it's stuck. It's stuck, right? It has to. I mean, it's not. Doesn't take a lot to get it out, but it does. You know, has to. It's attached basically. It comes off sometimes with. So that's different than a bowl of soup where the fly decided to go for swimming lessons, where that wasn't a created unit. That's two things, and it just got combined. So the Rav Taz says that's not a combination, but the Taz isn't make it that way. The Mishnah Berurah is not making it. The Mishnah Berurah says no, you can't take the fly out by itself. You have to take it out with a little bit of the mashka. Now, and the Mishnah Berurah says that's true both by ochel and by mashka, right? By ochel as well. How do you get rid of it? You take it out with a little bit of the food. So the Chazanish is very bothered by this. Now, and the Mishnah Berurah says this in a number of places. In a number of places, the Mishnah Berurah says when you have psoles with ochel, if you take out some of the ochel with the psoles, it's okay. Like he talks about in Hilchos Yontif, he's talking about if you're preparing, you're making matzah meal, and a big piece of matzah fall in, and you want to get it, so you can take it out with some of the, with some of the good. Or he talks about fish, taking bones out of fish in a different berlacha. He says take it out if you can't take it out with a bone with some of the fish on it. In a number of places, the Mishnah Berurah says this, that if you take out the ochel with some of the psalas with some of the ochel is mutter. The Chazanish says, I don't understand why that's mutter. You've accomplished borer, mamish borer. You had a mixture of good and bad, and now you took out the bad. Okay, so you took out all the good with it. Very nice. But now you've gotten rid of all the bad and you left behind the good. So why isn't that borer? Because why does it help me? In fact, the Chazanish, why does it help me that you took out a little bit of the good food with the bad, but you've removed the bad from all the bad from the good, and now why isn't that bar? So what does the Chazanish do with this halacha? So I mean, the Taz says you could take out the tzvuv with a little bit of the liquid. So the Chazanish learns be'etzem like the Maritats that there's really it's not a mixture. Be'etzem it's not mixed, and you should be able to take out the fly by itself. However, he says, when you do pick up the fly, and some of the liquid comes with it, right? There's a little bit of liquid, he says, like on the back of the wings of the fly and between his antennas. Says, a little bit of, let's be honest, a little bit of the liquid gets stuck behind. That's a taruvis. That the fly is considered to be ma'urav with that small amount of mashka, and then that mashka then drains away. When you're taking the fly away from that mashka drips away, then you could have a shayla of borer. That little taruvis. But otherwise, it would. So Bemela, that's why he says, so you take it out with, use a spoon and pick it up with a little mashka around it, and this way, that mashka is not going to separate from the fly. It's all because he's sitting in mashka. But otherwise, it wouldn't help. So in other words, Chazonish is understanding that be'etzim there's no taruvis here, and that's why you're allowed to take out the fly. And if not for the, and if the fly wouldn't, if it wouldn't be a fly, if it'd be just like a round, circular, smooth thing, you could just pick it up. The flies would be, if Hashem would create flies that they were like a marble, then you could just pick it up, no problem, because it'll come up without any liquid, and then fine. But since a fly is not a marble, and he brings along some soup with him, so therefore you have to pick it up, with a spoon, with a little bit of soup, so that you don't end up separating the fly from the little drops of mashke that he takes with him. But otherwise, says the Chazanish, to take bad with good, when you have a taruvah, for example, by food. By food, if you have a bowl of food and in it there's a pebble, so that's a mixture, or you have two types of food even that you don't want the piece there. That's a mixture, and it's a mixture. And if you take out the pebble with a little bit of the food, you're always over in a sabara mamish. That's what Chazanish says. So the Mishnah Berurah Lachar is holding just on a simple level that's not bara, because even though you've accomplished that you've purified the food, right? You've cleaned out your bowl of food. Now you can eat, but you didn't do borer. If you take out a taruvis, if you take out ochel with psoles, then that's not borer. Borer is separating, is doing an act of dividing, you know, between the two. If you don't divide between the two, but you take out bad with the good, then you've taken out a taruvis. And the borer, a mice of removing a taruvis from a, okay, so from a, well, you had like a big taruvis, and now you secluded it, and you took out a small taruvis, but that's not borer. Now, so the Chazon Ish would agree, though, and the Chazon Ish would agree. Let's say you have this bowl of food, and there's one pebble in it. So here's your bowl of food, and it's all good food, but there's one pebble here. So you divide it in half. You just take away half. Don't take away a little bit of food with it. You just divide it in half. That's for sure, okay, right? You're allowed to divide a bowl of food into two, and that's mamish taking food from food. Even though this food has a little bit of psalus in it, that he would agree. Now this in the Sefer Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa says this, not in the Perek of Borah Gimel, but Perek Hey in a Haggah. He's talking about a case which many people can discuss. Let's say you're squeezing a lemon onto food, right? We hold that you're not allowed to squeeze lemon into an empty cup, even lemon, at least Ashkenazim. I've been taught that the Sfaradim follow the strict reading of the Shulchan Aruch, that what the Shulchan says that it is mutter to do that. This is a different subject, but in Simon Shin Chaf, Sivav, mutter lischa limons. Three words. Hal Simon, mutter lischa limons. You're allowed to squeeze lemons. Can't get more clear than that, right? So I was taught that that's the Sfaradim hold. Okay, fine. But the Ashkenazim don't do that. You learn the Mishnah Berurah, and you'll see we don't do that. But we do squeeze it into food. If you're having fish, and you want to squeeze the lemon onto fish, or you have whatever it is, some oatmeal, solid food, not a drink, not a liquid, but solid food, cereal, whatever. You want to squeeze lemon into food, that you're allowed to do. Okay, different topic. But let's say you're squeezing the lemon, and lo and behold, a pit comes out, a lemon pit. There's still a pit and lemons, right?
Yes.
Okay, a lemon pit comes out, and now you have a lemon pit in your salad or you don't want it. You like to remove it. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, you can't just pick out the pit. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, you could pick out the pit with a little bit of salad that's around it, or a little bit of fish. Scoop up a little bit of the fish in the pit. But but the Shmir Shabbos writes that better not to do that because various, first of all, Chazish holds for sure not mutter, and he has a tzad there that even if the Mishnah Berurah might not be mutter, Ayin Shabbat. But he says, but for sure, if you just like divide it in half, divide the food, if you take a large amount, not a small amount, if you take a generous amount of food, so then that's just like dividing your food into two portions, which for sure you can do. Okay, but Mishnah Berurah doesn't require that. It lets you take it out with some of the. With some of the food. So this is, and it's not just the Mishnah Berurah. Many Acharim say this, just offhand, the Chai Adam says this before, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, this is the eights in every case, or many cases. If you have a takeout food, take out the mashka or ochel with pizolas, and a number of other Acharim. So many Acharim say this, but yet the Chazon Ish held its mamish asr. And I've been told, and here, since you recorded the Sfaradim, I'll just say over, I heard from, just recently, Rav Gidon ben Moshe, right, so the Talmud of Rav Yosef, said he asked him a few times about this machlokas, Chazon Ish Mishnah Berurah, and Rav Yosef said each time, you have to be machmer. And he had somebody else, he was surprised, he had somebody else ask him, you have to be machmer. So Rav Yosef, according to Rav ben Moshe, Rav Yosef was also machmer, like the Chazon Ish, not to take out the food by itself, not to take out the psalas, even with a little bit of food. Okay, as Hashem,